Tonight we continue with our series based on the book of Psalms, and we have a question this evening. How can a young man, how can a person cleanse his or her way? And our text this morning is from the book of Psalm 119, verses 9 to 16. Last Sunday we read the first section of this psalm. Psalm 119 is arranging an acrostic pattern. There are 20 letters in the Hebrew alphabet, and this psalm contains 22 units with 8 verses in each of the 22 sections, giving a letter. And the letter for this section is the letter Beth, which means a house. That is the second section. And every single line in that section starts with that letter from the Hebrew alphabet. Now, some people, some theologians say that this section tells us how to make our heart a home for the Word of God. And I like it, you know. So our heart should be a home for the Word of God. And the whole Psalm 119 is about the law of the Lord. And today we have this first verse. Shall we read together verse number 9? How can a person, a young person, an old person, anyone live in purity? Is that possible? Well, God says, be holy. So it's possible. And then we have the question and the answer. And keeping our life pure or right is accomplished by the Word of God. Keeping our life pure is done by keeping our life, in line with the Word of God. For the blessed Word of the Holy Spirit is done by the Word of God. And we're going to read that this evening. Now, the first thing we have here is that the answer. They said, how can a young man cleanse his way? And a young person, any person, finds a cleansed life through the Word of God. Verse 9 says, how can a young person stay on the path of purity by living according to your Word? The New King James Version says, how can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your Word. Now, we have the answer. It's a difficult question. We all struggle. And it's a question that sometimes many people will not ask. How can I cleanse my way? How do I get rid of these things in my mind, these bad habits that we may have, that sometimes even our partner doesn't know, our wife doesn't know, our husband doesn't know, maybe our parents don't know. How? It's hard because we are drawing in a sea of impurity. Everywhere we look, we are tempted to live impure life. What is good is bad. What is bad is okay. So it's a little bit of confusion. How the psalmist questions troubles us all. How do we stay pure in a filthy environment? How? We cannot do this on our own. And the psalmist says, it is done by reading and studying the Word of God by doing what it says, paying attention, checking what the Word of God does. Now, a life of moral purity doesn't happen like that. It's hard work, but it's not on our own. Now, we have soap and water, and that is essential to cleanliness, you know, to personal hygiene. And then those who neglect it, it's difficult, huh? And so we need that. It's the same with Christians. We are supposed to be clean, but sometimes our Bibles are dusty, you know, and we are neglected. The psalmist finishes in verse 16. He says, I will not neglect your word. How important is the Word of God to
help us to be how the person he wants us to be. This is how a person finds purity. The Word of God told us how difficult it is to be pure, but He told us how to have the power to be pure. The Word of God shows us the way to be empowered by the Holy Spirit. The Word of God is our refuge against temptation. The Word of God sometimes gives us simple commands. He says, flee, flee youthful lust. Run away. You remember Joseph? The story of Joseph? When Potiphar's wife comes and says, come, sleep with me. Well, he said that he did. Run away. Sometimes the Bible tells us, what is it that we are to do in order to be clean? And you know, Jesus prayed for us. In his prayer, in John chapter 17, verse 17, he says, sanctify them by the truth. Your word is truth. Jesus is praying for us that we can be cleansed by the word of God. Not by a mystical liturgy. By the word of God. Now the question is how a person pay attention to the word of God. How we are doing. Well, the first step in to be clean is the desire to have it. And we want to be clean, now we will be clean. We have the desire to be pure. We have to be tired of sin. That sin that affects us. We must be weary of our broken resolutions. You say, oh, I fail again. You must desire to be there in the place that God wants us to be. And this is what the psalmist says. Let's read together verses 10 and 11, how he expressed this. Let's read verse 10 and 11. With my the psalmist wants to do it. But we fail. I fail. We want to be in that beautiful place that we feel so ready to be with our Lord Jesus Christ. And we are not together. We commit the same mistakes and again, and the same sins over and over. The Apostle Paul says in Romans chapter 7, verse 15, I do not understand what I do, for what I want to do, I do not do, but what I have to do, those are these. He is fighting with his sinful nature. Do you believe that every day is a struggle? And then, and the Apostle Paul struggled daily with his sin, but so will we. We struggle. But we need to understand this. We need to desire, a true desire to be clean. Because seeing our enemy, he was defeated once and forever on the cross in Calvary. He was defeated. Now, but sinfulness is a daily struggle that must be fought daily. And Satan will not give up his attempt to defeat us spiritually. He says, with my whole heart I have sought you. Here the psalmist declares his dedication to God, and he recognized that he is weak and he needs him. I cannot do it on my own, he's saying. I need you, Lord. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. With my whole heart I have sought you. This reminds us that Scripture was not just a textbook for David. It was something that he needed to meet with his Lord. Charles Spurgeon says this. The psalmist's heart has gone after God himself. He have not only desired to obey his law, but to have fellowship with his person. God, I want to obey you, but I want to spend time with you. I want to enjoy you, to be with you. You know, when we love a person, I always say, when you are in, your girlfriend or your boyfriend. You know, I still remember those days that I was longing to be with Cecilia, isn't it? I was like, you know, counting. And even her grandma was very, very strict and only allowed me to go twice. You know, and I long to be there, to spend time. That is the passion that we should have for God. That you just read the word of God and you ponder on it and you spend time. That's what David's talking about. He says, oh Lord, don't let me wander from your commandments. Don't do it, Lord. I want to obey you. Please help me. You know what he's saying? I depend on you. I depend on you. I cannot do it on my own. And he says, your word I have hidden in my heart. I keep it. He's saying, I keep it in a place inside where nobody can see it. And it's safe. Nobody can take it away. I'm going to hold it. I'm going to keep it. Oh, but outside, people said, that was the first century. Today is different. David says, I believe it's David. Some people say, we don't know who wrote this song. David's saying, I'm going to keep it. It's mine. You know what is that? Faith. The psalmist has faith. Trust. And trust is when faith engages with every single department of our body, mind, heart, and will. That's what David is doing. He's engaging with everything. David, he read the word of God. His mind is working. He keep it in his heart, but he is resolved. He said, I'm going to keep it. Faith engaged with everything. You know, and you know why he does it? That I may not sin against you. It's beautiful to hear people going to churches. But when people have faith, we surrender our mind, our heart, our will. And then we will not sin against. This is what David is saying here. He keep it. Well, we are all different, isn't it? We are all have difficulties. And we have stains that are different in our hearts. And the only thing that cleanses is the word of God. That's what we are reading here. So if we go to churches and people don't preach from the word of God, what is going to happen? We are going to continue to be filthy before God's presence. Now, we have different. I know. Nobody paid me to put the to advertise that. But anyway, we have, just to give you an example, we have these detergents there. But those ones, have you noticed that some of them, if you don't use it, you don't clean it. And it's the same with the Bible. If you don't read it, well, the picture is not quite clear, you know. But if you don't read it, we will not be clean. If we don't spend time, we don't pay attention, we will continue to be the same. And now, the detergent is mixed with water, and then it's gently stirred, and then this is the picture. The detergent is the Bible, and the water is the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says, the person without the Spirit does not accept things that come from the Spirit of God, but considers them foolishness and cannot understand them because they are discerned only through the Spirit. And when the Spirit comes and works in us, and when we are in obedience, the Bible says that when we surrender our lives to Jesus, we surrender, we are sealed with the Holy Spirit. And then the Holy Spirit started his work, and the Word of God, working with the Spirit, cleanses. Because we know what the Bible says, and the Holy Spirit helps us to do what he wants us to do. That is the picture. The psalmist says, I'm going to keep it in my heart. I'm going to use it. Daily Bible reading is vital to the daily victory we desire. You don't read the Bible, be careful. Have you noticed in some Bible we have this phrase? I don't know if you have these phrases. They say, the Bible will keep you from sin, and sin will keep you from the Bible. In some Bibles, in some Bible studies, we hear that. We cannot wait until we are filthy to clean ourselves up. As soon as we see a little dirt, we need to remove it. And we need, you know, the detergent, that beautiful detergent, and the Holy Spirit will come and wash those things. And we have a wonderful picture and when Paul starts giving instructions to the husbands, and he says in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 25, says, husband, love your wives just as Christ loved the church and gave himself up for her to make her holy, the church, cleansing her by the washing with water through what? Through the word. So if I don't teach the word to my children, to my grandchildren, to the Sunday school, if I don't preach from this book, people will continue to be filthy. I will continue to be filthy. That's just the picture. And the Apostle Paul is saying that Christ wants to cleanse us through war. You know why it's important? Because the moment we allow that, we are blessed. This is what we see in the following verse. Let's read verse 12. It's only 8 verses, and we're going to read verse 8. Let's read it together. Blessed. David. Oh, okay, the psalmist has a sense of joy and admiration because he knows that God is blessed. He is perfect. He is holy. And he realized that only when he follows who God is, he will be blessed as well. When we read the scriptures, we become like Christ. And in that moment, we are blessed. And then, you remember, supremely happy. That's the meaning of the word blessed. So the moment a person starts hearing, you keep the word of God in your heart, you follow it, you are supremely happy. You are blessed. You are blessed. But there is something important here. He says, teach me your status. Teach me. He showed humility. Through filled with the word of God, he says, I need you to teach me. Please teach me. He's not saying, well, I just read it. But no, he says, I want you to teach me. We need to be disciples, learners. Teach me. And it's an honor that David says, I want you to be my teacher, God. I want you to be my lecturer. I want you to be the one that's going to tell me what to do. But how bold David is that he's begging, say, God, teach me. When you are in university or college, you have the top lecturers, and then you want that person to be your tutor. He said, what a beautiful tutor, which is God himself. That's what David is doing. Teach me. I want to learn. Sadly, sometimes many people think that they know better than God. And they say, well, you know, God, I was born like this, and you need to accept me. You love me. You are love. The church has to be love, and this is the way I am. They seem to know better than God. David says, he's humble. Teach me, God. If you go, you are doing a degree, and then I don't imagine you to go against you lecture. You want to learn. That's what David's doing. Finally, he does something that perhaps we should do. The psalmist's decision is a commitment. And he just expressed his commitment to God. I read one verse and you read the following verse. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your way. He says, I'm not going to keep it here. I'm going to share it. With my lips, I'm going to share this. I'm going to share. I don't know you. If I learn something today, sometimes if I go to a conference, I just take notes. And believe me, the following Sunday, I will be sharing it. If I hear a wonderful testimony, I'm going to put it in my next teaching. If it's something God is doing in my life, I'm going to share it. That's what David's saying. I'm going to share. If I was reading your Bible, you know, I love when we are praying, we're in a prayer meeting and somebody doesn't pray, he or she just read a verse from the Bible. And you find it, that coming hit your heart. That's what David's saying. I will not be quiet. Are you quiet? Are we quiet? He said, with my lips, I have declared all the judgment of your mouth. The psalmist understood the importance of not only silently reading or hearing the word of God, but saying it. With my lips, I will proclaim. I have rejoiced in the way you testimony. And this says, as much as in all riches. It's good when we are doing well financially. It's good. He's saying it. You have that feeling that you are doing well. God called. I encourage my children. I encourage everyone. That's what I used to do in my former life. You know, I used to inspire these young sailors and young officers. Come on. I want you to do well. That's what David is saying. I enjoy reading the Bible like a treasure. I treasure this. David told us the degree, his joy in meditating upon the word of God, on, you know, pondering, spending time. And the psalmist is determined to do this. And perhaps this is, for me, is the beautiful part of this psalm. He says, I will meditate. I will contemplate. I will delight. Therefore, I will not forget your word. I will not neglect your word. David, the psalmist, make a great resolution of his life. His life will be filled with the word of God. In his mind, he will meditate. In his heart, he will be delighted. And in his habits, he will not forget. Now, meditation, you know, in some religions, meditation is empty your mind, empty your mind. And Christianity is different. Fill your mind with the word. Fill your mind with the word. You know, that's the difference. That's what David is talking about here. Meditation is recalling what we have committed to memory. I admire my brothers and sisters when they can memorize the verses and they just say it. I have that difficulty in Spanish. Can you imagine in English? You know, okay, that's their gift. We all have different gifts, but David is saying, I will meditate, contemplate, and I will delight. And then he said, I will not neglect your word. Now, what is the picture here as I conclude this evening? What is the picture here? Well, the picture is this. That's the picture. What is that? What is he doing? Chanting. You know, that's the picture. Well, you know, my father planted a church in a kind of semi-rural area, and then most of the members, they were farmers, they have cows. And I used to be 5, 6, 7. I used to sit. What a waste of time. I used to say, these cows are lazy, I used to say. You know, because, you know, they go and eat. They fill their stomachs with grass and other food. And they settle down for good. lunch, and they bring the food back up from their stomachs and rework what they have already eaten, assimilating all the goodness and transforming it into rich milk. Time consuming? Yes. A waste of time? No. And my father used to say, well, you see, try that milk. You see the picture? That's the picture. We spend time with God. You read your word. We need. I'm as well. I am so busy. Sometimes we are so busy. And then, but no fast food. No McDonald's for the psalmist. No. He wants to spend time meditating, contemplating, being delighted. That's the picture. To be a healthy Christian, that is the picture. Chewing. Read it. Some people say, I don't know what the Lord is doing. I don't know what he's saying. Read your Bible. Pray. And he will reveal to us. George Mueller. You know, I was in Bristol. And when Allison was studying and amazed by his ministry, he was so busy. He did so many things, big church and the orphans and all. And you know what was the most important for him? I think he read the Bible like 400 times. I don't remember how many times. Can you imagine this man? He did the picture. Can I put the picture again? The picture. Chewing. Meditating the word of God. My friends, how can a young man cleanse his or her way? Can a young person, how a middle-aged like me, or a senior person, a senior person, any person, can cleanse his or her way by living according to your word? My friends, read it to be wise. Believe it to be safe. Practice it to be holy. And our Lord Jesus says that we are sanctified by the truth. And he says, your word is the truth. May the Lord help us to be that kind of people, to lead others to Christ, because we are living according to his word. Let us pray. Oh, Father, we declare that you are Lord before we read your word. We bow down and confess that you are Lord. Father, help us to live according to your word. Forgive us when we want to do it our way, when we hear other voices. Help us to be like the psalmist, to keep your word in our hearts, to meditate on it, to ponder on it, to be delighted on it. So, Father, so we will not sin, and we will be the people you want us to be. Father, we pray your blessing upon us as we go into a new week, and help us to declare you King of our lives, because we live according to your word. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.